Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. I think we need Jake to go to the Wiener Circle today. They had this big promotion. If Caleb Williams throws for 4 touchdowns, free hot dogs for everyone, that would be today, Tuesday. And I guess that's what the deal is. I don't know if it's one per person or what it is. That's got to be a hell of a scene today. Just people excited about the Bears in Chicago. And then the Wiener Circle, if I don't know, how would you best explain it to people that have no idea what the Wiener Circle is?
It's a place where you go to be sort of berated by the staff.
Yes,
I guess it's a good way to put it.
The most vulgar of ways.
Now, I don't know that you're going to get that on a Tuesday. On a Thursday, Friday night, Saturday night, you have the full staff there, and there are some characters that work there. There's a video, if you're curious about the Wiener Circle and what it entails, just go to YouTube and type in Triumph, the insult comic dog.
So good. Yeah. Do I remember it? I go back like on a yearly basis. Yes.
Yeah. So Triumph goes to the Wiener Circle and has this insane exchange with the staff. And it's one of my favorite videos on YouTube. Actually, I'm going to see how many views it has. I'm sure that people that aren't from Chicago like we are have never seen it. Okay, so it's a Conan O'Brien video that has 16.5 million views. And the headline or the title of the video is Jack McBrayer in Triumph Visit Chicago's Wiener Circle.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. And that is not an overreaction. It is. Let's see, how long is it? I don't remember how long the video is. I feel like it's about 10 minutes or so.
So good.
McBrayer is so perfect. And here we go. 8 minutes and 4 seconds. And it's must watch YouTube. It reminds me of, remember that restaurant that used to be right off the highway there? That would be, would that be Ontario or Ohio?
Oh, downtown? Yeah, where
Ed DeBevick's.
You get Ed DeBevick's was one. There was another one like near Navy Pier that Chris Ranji actually worked at. Like he was part of the staff that would rip on people. Ah, I forgot the name of that one too. Dick's Last Resort? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah, that's it.
So Ed DeBevick's used to be one. I don't know if it's still open. I haven't lived in Chicago for 6 years now, so I don't know. But you'd go in there and you'd be like, I'd like a double cheeseburger and a fry. And they'd be like, you don't need a double cheeseburger, fat ass.
Yeah,
and you'd
right.
be like, whoa. If you didn't expect it, you'd be like, okay. But they were just rude to the clientele, and that was the vibe. Go watch. I can't even possibly explain it better than just telling you to go to that YouTube video.
Go watch
Triumph it. At the Wiener Circle. I'm going to watch it after the show. It's so
me too.
Funny.
I can't wait to see my girl Poochie. I cannot wait.
I couldn't remember her name, Poochie. That's right. And the comments are insane on the video. Here's a comment from 1 year ago. 11 years ago, this video uploaded, and I still watch this golden nugget of comedy. And then there's a quote. Do you kiss your pimp with that mouth? Oh, it's so funny. Oh, man.
I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to checking this out.
Poochie.
Yeah, so... Man, to have a job where you could talk like that, it's pretty awesome. I wonder if they have to tone it down because, like you said, middle of the day, I'm sure the camera crews from the local news will be there to cover this. Great way to get some free publicity. A lot of people are talking about it. It was funny because the reporters were asking the Bears players who have no idea what the Wiener Circle is about this. And Caleb was like, yeah, cool. Enjoy your free hot dogs. Like, they have no idea what goes on there. But people in Chicago, people that have visited that area, certainly know. Once you go, you will never, ever forget it.
So, speaking of the Wiener Circle and speaking of Caleb Williams, I have a friend who watches our show all the time, and he doesn't bet everything we say, and oftentimes he goes rogue. He sent me a slip yesterday. He bet Caleb Williams to win the MVP at 80-1. Bet MGM.
Holy. What was
that?
I
know.
Was that before yesterday?
It was after the game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never before the game. It's always after the game. Still 80-1. That's the market at BetMGM. So similar players in that price range. Prescott is 80. Kyler Murray is 66. Brock Purdy is 66, and he's not even healthy. That's kind of crazy that Purdy is shorter than Caleb. And then on the other side, Trevor Lawrence 100-1, Saquon 100-1, Bo Nix 100-1. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just giving you the facts. Caleb Williams has the most touchdown passes in the NFL. Well, actually that changed because Jared Goff played last night. So that I didn't check that this morning. I guess
yeah,
I should.
They had 4 rushing touchdowns.
Okay, so the leading passing touchdown guys in the NFL right now, I should have had this beforehand. I apologize. Lamar has 9. Rodgers, Goff, Caleb have 7. Not bad.
The 80-1 price is correct.
I agree.
Fine with that. The Bears not only have to make the playoffs, probably have to win the division. They're 28-1 right now to win the division. It's probably what you need. You're going to need that level of success. I understand getting excited about the numbers and the 4 touchdowns. We're going to learn very quickly, was that more about the Cowboys' defense or the Bears' offense? And I think we're going to be talking about, if you have any fantasy players going against the Cowboys, you just load them up immediately. Like, there's no questions asked. That's the worst defense in the NFL, Eberflus's defense. That's really not much of a debate right now based on what we've seen. Was it all about the opponent? I don't know. We're going to find out. I get it if you think he's going to have numbers. I didn't think you were going MVP. I thought you were going 4,000 plus yards, offensive player of the year, something like that, something a little bit different, because MVP is going to be tough because you got to be typically a top 2 to 3 seed in your conference to get the MVP. And yeah. Speaking of that, Brinson brought his name up. Herbert, that's the big mover this week. 6-1. He's a third favorite. The number for Josh Allen got even shorter because Lamar's team lost last night. So they were co-favorites before last night's game. And now what we have is Josh Allen is separating himself a little bit without even playing last night. So it goes Allen, then Lamar, then Justin Herbert, down to Love a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's tough to make cases for somebody that not in the top 3 to 4.
What about Jalen Hurts? I'd like to have this conversation.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of people on X, some people that I might call a teammate at one company, saying, all right, Jalen Hurts, let's see what you can do. And super sarcastic, super passive aggressive. Like, oh, he can't throw him back in this game. They're down 19 points. Well, he did. And he was the reason they won that game. Well, the block kick helped, of course. To get them in front, he was the reason they took the lead. Let me shape it that way. He's 18-1 at BetMGM. Same price as Mahomes. $2 shorter than Baker Mayfield. They are undefeated. He's going to have 15 rushing touchdowns, give or take, in what's probably the final year of the tush push. And they could go 13-4, 14-3. It's a very good football team. If he keeps silencing the critics and finding ways to get the Eagles home in games, he's going to be right there. Is he going to have the stats like Allen or Lamar? No. But he's probably, if Saquon continues this, slip from where he was last year? Slide? It's very hard to match what Saquon did last year. If the Eagles are going to run it back and win a bunch of games, it'll be because of the quarterback, not because of the running back. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Last night I was scrolling watching Monday Night Football, and the algorithm popped up something that Stuart Finer said about Jalen Hurts, and then my daughter repeated it the rest of the night because I was laughing. She's like, what does he mean by that? It was actually positive. He was ripping on Jersey Jerry because he said something very negative about Jalen Hurts. It feels the stats play such a big part. Like, the record for the Eagles is probably going to be up there, something that you need. But the stats play such a major factor that I just don't know if he's going to be able to do it. Rushing touchdowns, you throw that into the wash, yes, it's going to help him. But I understand your point. The quarterback of potentially the team with the best record. Like, that's a good starting point. And you already won the Super Bowl. You're the Super Bowl MVP. What else do you have to prove to people? You still got people criticizing him. 22-1. I get your point on that number, that it probably should not be that. Is it going to be one of these top two names? Maybe. So what are we, top three, all in the same conference? Like, what's the best number for the NFC? It's Love, and that's 16-1. Jaden Daniels, who's hurt, has the same. I see people saying, oh, now Baker's got to be talked about for MVP. Baker's getting more love than Jalen Hurts, which I think is kind of crazy, even with the late game heroics that we've seen out of Baker. It's hard for me to find value in this market to go down the board. I'm more willing to go down the board in some of these other markets, but I think MVP is going to be tough to beat not only Herbert, but Allen and Lamar.
Sure. I bet Justin Herbert a couple years ago at 15-1. And I was clearly early. Mm-hmm. I believe it was how long has Harbaugh been there? Is this his third year? I think it was the year before Harbaugh got there. Second. Okay. So I bet Herbert, you're right, he took the job before the 2024 season. So this is year two. I bet it in 23, the year before Harbaugh got there. And I'm like, I love this kid. I love his game. And I bet it 15-1. And it didn't quite work out that year. So I got jaded because that's how it works. If you bet it once and it doesn't work out, you're like, oh, I can't do it again. And I'll be completely honest with you, I never even thought about it. Never even crossed my brain. And that's my fault. I mean, I should be better at that. I should be able to compartmentalize bets that were either bad or ahead of schedule or both. Had the right idea just a couple years early. But never thought about Herbert. And a lot was made about the Big Four. The Big Four every year. Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow. And Burrow's not winning the MVP because he's not going to be on the field. Don't think it's going to be Mahomes earlier because that team is winning with defense, not offense. You could get cute and take a number, but Josh Allen's the best player in football. I've thought that for 2 years now. So know that if you make a bet at anybody 10-1 or higher, you might get good numbers. You might beat the number for a while, but if 17 is healthy in Western New York, he's the best player and he's the most valuable player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
OPOY. Jonathan Taylor's a favorite. Puka is your second favorite. That's pretty wide open. Like, Taylor had the 3-touchdown game this weekend, so he's going to make that jump. That's an interesting market. And if you look at Offensive Rookie of the Year, interesting as well. It's not Warren. Last week, Warren was the favorite. Every week, it's a different favorite, Sam. Now it's Ibuka. He's the guy that Baker goes to in a big spot, plus 370, Warren plus 500. You're in a good spot with your Hampton ticket at plus 750. He's the guy moving forward with the Najee Harris injury. Cam Ward's fifth favorite, Jenty six. Dart is seventh at 20-1. I mentioned my Judkins bet. He's also 20-1. And Scataboo is right there, 22-1. This market is changing more than any other awards market week to week.
I'm just going to sit on the Hampton ticket that we talked about after the draft, 16-1, see what happens, roll the dice. BetMGM is down to 12 on Dart, and you were telling people to bet 30 and 35, assuming that this would eventually happen. Now, he's got an uphill battle because he hasn't played. If he does take the reins and finish the season, that's 14 games, and that's enough to win the offensive rookie, especially if he puts up numbers. I mean, they have weapons there, you know, guys like Neighbors and Scataboo, and you know, they've got enough there to at least make some noise. With the MVP and the offensive player, though, I want to go back to offensive player. Mm-hmm. Gibbs and Brown are both unbelievable, but they're probably going to cancel each other out, right? That's the problem with Detroit. And because all the weapons are there, it probably removes Goff winning the MVP. Detroit's a very elite offense, but they have so many weapons that I don't know that one of them can win. Taylor's clearly the best player in Indy. Puka clearly in Los Angeles. McCaffrey clearly in San Francisco. Bijan Robinson in Atlanta. I feel like Gibbs and St. Brown are both so good that they take away from each other.
I think your CMC play looks good, too. He had like 27 touches Sunday. Where else is he going to go with the ball? Yeah, got to stay
on the field.
Yep. Yeah, that market's interesting. My guy, JSN, he's down a little, but not a lot, 35-1. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets next, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.